This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Stand up or stay in the locker room. The NFL issuing a new rule penalizing teams if their players kneel during the national anthem. President Trump weighing in on this one for the very first time, saying the owners did the right thing and saying this.
I don't think people should be staying in locker rooms, but still, I think it's good. You have to stand proudly for the national anthem. Well, you shouldn't be playing. You shouldn't be there. Maybe you shouldn't be in the country.
All right, retired Marine Corps bomb technician Johnny Joey Jones lost his legs in a blast in Afghanistan. Joins us now to react. Hey, Johnny, so we have you two-timing today. Earlier, we were talking about your spaghetti and meatballs.
That's it.
And now let's talk about this. How do you feel about it as a veteran?
Well, this one isn't as exciting to talk about, I'll tell you. But as a veteran, but just as an American in general, I got in on this early on. I've spoken to Colin Kaepernick. I've spoken to Eric Reid. I've spoken to some of the players. And last year, I went and spoke to many NFL teams.
Standing is important to you.
It's important to me, but what's most important to me is that these players who might be tempted to kneel understand that this argument does go full circle. So the argument is, this is my First Amendment right, it is patriotic to protest, which is 100% true, but also that comes full circle to why do you have that First Amendment right? Why is it patriotic to protest? Because someone fought for your freedoms, and because this country is the only country in the world that wakes up in the morning and goes, we're not perfect, but we want to be. We're willing to be.
What do you think of the president's comment to Brian yesterday that if they don't want to stand, maybe they shouldn't even be in the country?
I don't necessarily agree with that, but I appreciate the president cares that much about it. I really do. I think that it is a First Amendment right. I think that they're also in a place of work. I think that people sitting at home dealing with who knows what issues that are just as important as anything they would protest deserve to check out and watch a football game for 2 hours. That's a service they ultimately provide to this country. Mm-hmm. I thank those players for it, and I ask them to keep that in mind, to stay in the locker room. But what I would do is I would stand in front of every one of them kneeling. I'd give them a hug, and I'd say, let's talk, but stand with me. Let me stand with you on this issue.
Right.
Well, when the national anthem starts to play at any sporting event, you're the one we think of. You and so many other people. Look at this. You know, you have a hard time getting up the steps to even get here. You had to learn to stand again. It's the least we can do. I just want to say thank you.
There was a time where standing was the most important thing in my life because it was something I couldn't do. There was a time when it meant so much to me just to learn how to do it. It's an important issue to me, but not just as a veteran, as an American that cares about this country and the people in it.
You know, this whole issue, especially, you know, this weekend, this holiday weekend, this Memorial Day weekend, what it's all about, what Johnny, Joey Jones is, you know, is relating here, and what he has suffered, he and his family, as a result of his belief in this country, to put his life on the line on behalf of we the people. And for the NFL, I mean, it seems, as some have said, that you've got these overpaid, spoiled brats that do not respect the country, what it stands for. They've injured their brand. I mean, something like, I don't know, what, 16-20% in ticket sales has been the effect. I mean, this has been a costly proposition, and even now they have a chance to handle this instead of something, you know, being definitive. And somebody said, well, this was something defined by the owners. Now the owner, well, you got to remember who the owners are in the NFL. It's not just the owners, the guys in the suits. The way this thing has been set up, the players are the owners as well. So they, together, have created a camel out of this thing. Instead of doing the right thing and having some sort of vision and leadership that says, look, we're in America. Let's honor America. This is the way it's done. This is the way we... Or, you know what? Just decide, we're not even going to do the national anthem. In fact, as some have suggested to me, said, Bill, we ought to just... tell them they can't play the national anthem. Let's take the national anthem away from them. You know, if they're not going to respect it, don't even allow them. Don't even make it part of the game. In fact, what ought to happen and what's happening already is you've got people saying, you know what? I don't need to pay the high ticket prices, not to mention all the concession stands and everything. I'm just going to kind of turn my back on them and, I'm going to watch less football, if at all. And, I'm just not going to participate. And this is what they're doing with their brand and this opportunity. I mean, they're really shooting themselves in the foot. And here we are, you know, a couple of years later, and they still don't get it. Forget about what Donald Trump is saying. It's like, hey, what does America say? Listen up.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
With you, America. Thank you so much for sharing a part of your day. Hey, by the way, I was just kidding when I said, hey, just today only that five, you know, it's just kind of like the typical advertising disclaimer, you know, call to action kind of thing regarding Gregory Wrightstone's book, Inconvenient Facts, The Science That Al Gore Doesn't Want You to Know. Check out his website, inconvenientfacts.xyz. I know it's not a com, it's not a US or any of those other things, or an org, just inconvenientfacts.xyz. And there's a promo code right there on the front page. You can buy the book, you know, from them, especially with the Amazon technical issues that they're dealing with today. And you get $5 off, an extra bonus. And then if you scroll down, you can subscribe and get the PowerPoint, which is just awesome. You're going to love this information. I mean, after all, you know, knowledge is power. And in this time and age that we were warned about and saying that there will be a time when knowledge will abound and people will know nothing or they know so little. And that's what's happening right now in our country. And we need to condition ourselves not only for a time such as this. And the fact that you've got fake news out there is that how do you discern? How do you sharpen up your blade and your understanding of what facts, real facts, and what the truth is all about, so that you're not, you know, you're not manipulated and find yourself buying into a lie, because there's lots of lies flying around. When we're just talking about the political environment, when you look back in history, you know, my friend Andy Andrews wrote a great book several years back. In fact, it's been a while since I've connected with him, and we need to get him back on here. This is the title of the book, a little book, very powerful. It says, How Do You Kill 11 Million People? And that was the title of it. And you go, whoa, you know, and inside the book, it tells you, you just get people to buy into a lie. And the bigger the lie, the better. And, you know, this is what's being thrust upon us. But if we're not warned about it, and we're not, certainly we're not God-centered, we are going to be set up for a lot of problems here. Our next guest is a blogger. And she, a very popular blogger, I should say, and she's written a, if I might say, a beautiful new book, and it's Beautifully Interrupted is the title, When God Holds the Pen That Writes Your Story. Think about that, huh? When God holds the pen. I mean, we think we do. We think we're the captain of our own ship. But when we get in sync with what God is doing, it is a beautiful experience, because it's easy to get caught up in life and all the well-intentioned plans that you may have accidentally planned God right out of it all. And when we take God out of it, it is at a big price. Teresa Swanstrom Anderson is the author, and she is with us right now. Teresa, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Good, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Hey, great to have you here to talk about this book. I mean, this your book, I would say, is would appear as a personal story. I mean, this is you.
It is.
Right? Yeah.
Yep.
Tell us about it.
Well, my plan for my life was to get my master's and ultimately my doctorate in art history, move to Europe, and be a curator at some fantastic museum, preferably in Italy, because I'm sure that's a really easy job to get.
Yeah.
And I realized...
Yeah, because you have a work ethic there, and you actually will work, you know, 5-6 days a week.
Right.
In Italy, we know,
right?
they like to take a break, you know, don't stress there.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, and I realized one day that I'd never really consulted God on any of those plans, and I
wow.
wanted to be a light for Him mm-hmm. in the art world. But I realized that I'd kind of, like you said, planned Him right out of my plan.
Okay, so you get to that point, you go, "Whoa, what? Did God like tap you on the shoulder and say, 'Hello, you're missing somebody. What about me?'" What was that like when you got to that realization to say, "Wow, you know, I'm all that in a bag of chips, and where's God?"
Yeah, I am from Seattle originally, and there was a spot that I would always read and do my devotions and such that overlooked the Space Needle. And I remember one day looking at all the hubbub of the busy city down below and just feeling like the Lord was saying, just kind of whispering the words "more and bigger" over my life. And I didn't know what that meant. And as I was just watching the busy city below, I felt like He was saying, "Is that the life you want? The one of just the spinning your wheels, the busyness?" Or, and then I turned my head over to watching the ferries just so dreamily drift from downtown Seattle to the San Juan Islands. Mm. And I felt like He was just kind of impressing upon my heart, "Do you want a life like that? Maybe slower, but one of extreme intentionality from point A to point B."
Mm.
Which are you after? And so it was that day that I just opened my hands and I said, "Yes, and send me." And I didn't know to where He would send me or what I was saying yes to, but I knew that He had a far better plan for my life than I had for my own.
I think in and of ourselves, you know, God tells us to be fruitful and multiply. And we have this this idea of significance, that we want to be world changers, life changers, you know, and be a positive effect in our culture. And sometimes our thoughts seemingly are so grand and maybe arrogant at times. And then we realize that, as you say, God's plan is so much better and so much more significant and beyond what we could think or imagine, because the realm and the whole aspect of His perspective is so all-encompassing, where we would look at it and think, "Oh, you know, hey, this is cool. This is a good spot to be." But then He takes you to a place that you wouldn't even have thought about before, and it's so much better.
Absolutely. Yeah, I never wanted kids. They were never part of my plan.
Mm-hmm.
I also admit in the book that, as horrible as this is to say out loud, I would pray against being ever called to Africa. Africa scared me. It was just a big unknown to me.
Mm.
And
interesting,
now these are the two things and places that I just feel extreme passion and love over.
You know, it is interesting, the things that that we fear most. Maybe it's because that's what's drawing us, right? You know, and I hear this from time to time when people, you know, say, you know, because I always find it interesting. It seems that God always wants to talk to me at 3 o'clock in the morning. There's just something about the time zone that God is on in mine. And it doesn't matter if I'm on East Coast, West Coast, because sometimes I think, okay, well, I'm on the East Coast. You know, it'll be about 6 o'clock in the morning, because after all, it's East Coast time. It's different from West Coast. And now I'm still 3 o'clock in the morning.
Right. I read a book a couple years ago on spiritual warfare, and it talked a lot about how 3 o'clock is when the Lord just especially draws near.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of babies are born then, a lot of fevers break then. It's really interesting.
Yeah, there's something about that time, isn't there? I don't know what it is, but I just know experientially that when God calls and it's 3 o'clock, I kind of chuckle. And especially because I don't know, it's not that, you know, some of my friends, you know, oh, you're a numerologist or something like that. My birthday's on 316, right? So anything that comes around, I mean, it's interesting how some numbers you gravitate to. And, of course, yeah. Especially 316 because it's so... It is such an iconic verse when we talk about John 3:16. So here it is, you know, so 3:16. And so I always chuckle and kind of smile at when God wakes me up at 3:16 in the morning. And it's I find it to be an interesting time. We've got more from Teresa Anderson. Stay with us right here on Bill Martinez Live.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD. Plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Bill Martinez.
If you want to know how far my love can go, just how deep, just how wide. If you want to see how much you mean to me, just
Sometimes it's so overwhelming, you know, when you pause for a moment and think about just how much God loves you. It just overwhelms me, I'm telling you. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, we're talking with Teresa Swanson Anderson. What an incredible story. I mean, she's going through life. She's like, okay, got my art history degree. I'm going to be living in Europe. This is my dream. I'm going to be a curator. It's all good. She has big plans for herself. And then God says, hello, I'm here. What about me and you? Nice vision, but I might have a better vision for you. What do you think? Well, you are God. You did create me. I'm sure you probably do have a better vision. And she makes the right decision to lay everything at her feet and say, God, here I am. You know, I'm willing to submit to you and your plans. I'm going to align with your thoughts and your heart, your love, and what you have for me, and I'm going to be sold out. And she says, okay, God, what do you want? Send me. I mean, that's what God's looking for. He's looking for, you know, just like that arrows in the quiver that the Bible talks about, that as parents we shoot those arrows. Well, we're an arrow in God's quiver that he shoots out. And God shot Teresa out into an area that she could have never imagined. In fact, it might be one that was totally counterintuitive, right, Teresa? Was, hey, this isn't part of my plan. But what an adventure, huh?
Absolutely. So worth it.
Yeah. And so here you are, no thought of, you know, getting married, having kids. You meet your husband. And, man, all of a sudden, your dream is just being, you got layers being added to this dream that God has imparted in you. And your husband, you and your husband start talking about, hey, maybe we can adopt, you know, some children from Africa. Meanwhile, God's blessed you with two sons, that are now 11 and 9. And, you know, so, you know, here we go from, adoption in Africa, and then you end up adopting more children, what, in Ethiopia?
Yeah, all of our adopted children are from Ethiopia.
Mm-hmm. How cool is that?
It's amazing. Yeah, mm-hmm. We have really done everything they say to not do. We've gone outside the birth order several times, and we are still kicking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, like you say, this adventure, beautifully interrupted. You know, the book that you write, it's an ongoing, these are ongoing chapters in your life, how God beautifully continues to interrupt your life.
Right. And I think the big thing to remember is it wasn't the next morning that I woke up and suddenly knew exactly what God's calling was upon my life. There was a big waiting period, and none of us really liked that waiting period.
Oh, yeah.
But it's
right.
Those moments that, the Lord just prepares our character, you know. Abraham waited 25 years for Isaac. David waited over a decade from when he was anointed till when he became king. Mm-hmm. And same thing with Paul. He had about a decade between his conversion and his first missionary journey. So there's time and purpose in that preparation.
Mm-hmm. Well, your message in the book speaks to young adults trying to find their place in society. I could imagine, Teresa, you'd have a lot to share. I mean, we're in the commencement season. A lot of people graduating, kids starting off in their next chapter of their lives. What would you say to them, given the opportunity to do a commencement speech?
Yeah, gosh. I would say that we need to remember that we may be trying to build an amazing life for him, but it's really only going to be amazing if it's built by him. And that is the just core belief that surrounds this book, that we just need to live open-handedly and continue giving it back. We forget that those difficult times of wait or, you know, seeming when God doesn't answer a prayer in the way that we want. If we're praying for an open door, we need to be thankful whenever we see a closed one, because it's one closer to the one we find unlocked.
Exactly. Well, you know, in your story, as you related earlier, I mean, you're doing your devotions. You're meeting with God on a daily basis, reading his word, talking to God. And, you know, from your standpoint, you're going, hey, I'm sold out. Until God says, well, not exactly. right?
Right.
And I mean, this happens to all of us. I mean, God, I'm reading your word. I'm doing, I'm praying. I'm talking to you, the whole deal. And he says, oh, but there's more. And you go, right. What more? What more do you want? And, I want all of it. You know, I've given you all of me. And, this is a kind of a quid pro quo kind of arrangement here. It's a covenant relationship. I'm sold out for you, but I need you to be sold out for me. But you don't know that until you get to that point, right?
Right. Yeah, I didn't realize that I was kind of like a puppy just bounding ahead, finding anything shiny and just going toward that. And instead, God's just standing where I left him saying, hey, please come back.
Right. Exactly. And the thing is, again, I want to reinforce this with people because, as you suggested earlier, this is a process that you go through. It wasn't like overnight all of a sudden, you know, you were transformed and there you go. You find a husband and happens right away. I mean, this is what faith is all about. I mean, we're not at that point yet where faith will be, non-existence because we'll be all knowing. But right now we live in this plane where faith is very, that's our duty to God, to trust him, to know that he is faithful and, to hang in there and know that it is a process. And you're hearing this from somebody who's been there, done that, and bought the T-shirt, right?
Right, right. And I may not have known right away what I was supposed to do, mm-hmm. but it was pretty quick that I realized what I was not supposed to do. Mm-hmm. And I just felt a halting in the plans that I had started to do myself.
Right. And you talk about the plans. I mean, it's easy. The culture in which we live in, I often share with people that we live in the microwave generation. You know, it just doesn't move fast enough. I mean, we will have the audacity to stand in front of a microwave and yell, hurry up, you know. And so
right.
we just get so busy, as you say, to be productive, to be more about human doings than human beings, as my buddy says, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you find ways for you to still yourself and hear and know that God is God?
Yeah, well, when we had brought home two of our first two kids from Ethiopia, we had a baby girl, a six-year-old that spoke not a single word of English, and then two little toddler biological boys. And I just felt like the world was falling apart. My husband suddenly started traveling a lot for work as his position started changing. And I realized I was in such survival mode that I had left God behind again.
Wow.
And so he just whispered one morning as I'm sobbing on the kitchen floor, the word first fruits. And I didn't know exactly what he was meaning initially. I mean, I knew what first fruits were, that they were giving back, crops or a perfect lamb or something. And I thought, I don't have ears of corn to give you, God. But I felt like he was just whispering again, your first fruits of time.
Yeah, exactly.
What are you giving me? All the leftovers. Mm. And so I did have to reevaluate what I was giving him. And he just left me back to life.
Wow. Thank God for you paying attention, huh?
Yeah.
For your whole family. Teresa, after it's all said and done, beautifully interrupted, your new book, what do you want the reader to take away from this? We got about 30 seconds, so you get to sum this up pretty quickly.
Yeah, I just want each of the readers to come away knowing this is not a book about adoption at all. This is about someone who is encouraging you to get out there, open your hands, say, God, send me and use me, whatever that means over your life. Because he has incredible things planned for each of us.
Her new book, Beautifully Interrupted, When God Holds the Pen That Writes Your Story. Are you courageous enough to let God write your story? Get ready for an adventure. Teresa Swanstrom Anderson on Bill Martinez Live. And the book is linked at our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Teresa, God bless. Thank you so much.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
God is on the move, hallelujah. God is on the move in many mighty ways. God is on the move, hallelujah. God is on the move today.
Bill Martinez live.
Oh, nonstop, always on the move. Can you see what's going on? 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back. Dr. Dave Walker is joining us now from South Africa. Is that right, Dr. Walker?
Yes, that's right. Thank you very much for having me on your show.
Hey, good to have you here. We're dealing with a little bit of a delay because I don't know if there's a knot in the cord or whatever, but it's just technology, and we'll weather through it. But what's it like in South Africa right now?
It's a beautiful autumn weather here. Mm-hmm. The trees are all golden brown, and mm-hmm. It's lovely.
Yeah, I've got to, you know. There is something. In fact, I was just speaking with someone, with Teresa Anderson, just a moment ago. We were talking about Africa, and there is just something about the lure to South Africa. I have got to find a way and make a way, and not even find a way, but make a way to South Africa, because there's just so much about this, about this area of the world. What drew you to South Africa?
It's a beautiful country. The area that I'm in is KwaZulu-Natal. Mm-hmm. It's called the Natal Midlands, and there are green rolling hills and mountains, and we're just 1.5 hours away from the sea.
Wow. So you wake up and you see God's glory every day, huh?
Oh, absolutely, all around. And well, we're living in a complex where there are animals wandering around. We have impala and zebra and warthogs around the complex. It's beautiful just to see God's creation all around.
I bet. Dave, where did you grow up?
I actually grew up in Zimbabwe.
Mm, okay.
But I trained in Cape Town, and I did most of my medical practice in Pietermaritzburg in KwaZulu-Natal.
Mm-hmm. So you've been on the continent all your life then?
Yes, all my life.
Right.
I've obviously been out. I've worked in China, and I've worked in the United Kingdom, and I've worked in the Middle East.
Mm-hmm. But for the most part, so...
In Africa most of my life.
Uh-huh. That's excellent. Well, a little background here on Dr. Dave Walker. Just kind of chit-chatting here, and I'm just fascinated by South Africa, as I said earlier, ladies and gentlemen. But Dr. Walker was a successful anesthesiologist with a special interest in the intensive care unit, became disillusioned with God after a series of tragedies. He was living for himself and his work, but something just wasn't right. Although he was seeing people healed physically, their lives were not changed, and it all seemed rather pointless. Now, this set him on a quest to find a God who did not look on him personally from a distance, as he thought, but was intimately involved in our lives. Now, after a dramatic encounter, he started praying with his patients. Dave, what happened, that dramatic encounter? What explain to our audience what took place.
It's hard to say, speaking with God, it seemed to be, my brother was killed in a car accident, and then his wife died shortly afterwards of a mysterious illness. And, I just thought that God didn't seem to care. But in the intensive care unit, I found that I really needed more than medicine could provide for these patients there. Mm-hmm. And so I was looking for a God who would come alongside these patients and provide what medicine could not.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't seem to be that kind of God to me.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody came with a healing mission to the church that I was attending occasionally. And I went along as a rather skeptical doctor. I thought, I know about these people. And see them. I don't know whether someone really was sick when they went up to be healed, and whether they really were well when they were prayed for.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my intention for going to the meeting. But when I got there, there was such a lovely atmosphere of love. I know now it was the Holy Spirit.
But then
I just interpreted it as an atmosphere of love that I forgot about my agenda, and I stayed behind for prayer. And the couple prayed for me, and I couldn't get back there because I was so busy at the work. But 4 days later, I just had a dramatic encounter where I just sensed the presence of Jesus. I woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning with just knowing that Jesus was right beside me and was absolutely real.
Mm-hmm.
And that completely transformed my life. I went to work that day, and I thought, to be honest, I thought everybody had seen what I thought. I thought it was Jesus' second coming. From then on, I started just telling people about Jesus, that Jesus is real, and offering to pray with them when they came to their operations, for their operations. Then that moved into the intensive care unit, where I offered to pray with the patients there.
Dave, the hospital, the administration, were they bothered by your newfound commitment to pray for patients?
No, not at all, Bill. There was, things are very open in South Africa. It's not like you have in other places of the world. I know now, although this is also a long time ago when. I've heard of a nurse in the United Kingdom who got sacked because she offered to pray for a patient.
Mm-hmm.
But things are very much more open here in South Africa.
Interesting. So here you are. You, like Saul of Tarsus, you have an experience with Jesus Christ, and you can't contain it, and you start realizing maybe something that you sense, that you say that God was impersonal, at least your understanding, but there was something that drew you back to God. Maybe you kind of, within yourself, thought that maybe you were short-sheeting God in a way, and understanding just how involved he could be, that maybe your perception of him being so impersonal was not a fair judgment.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I never prayed to him, and I never read my Bible or anything like that. I just expected him to be there. But God wants us to interact with him. And it's when we start praying and when we start living the way that he wants us to live that he really becomes personal to us and starts to use us.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. Walker, you start praying for patients, and what happens?
What happened? Oh, all sorts of things happened. You know, I can tell you a number of stories, but I can tell you one dramatic one, which happened soon after I had this dramatic conversion. And there was a little child that I was called to see. Because the pediatricians had called me to see her. She had swallowed a whole cupful of insecticide.
Oh,
and, you know, insecticide is deadly.
Oh, yeah.
It affects your breathing. It affects your level of consciousness. Your secretions start pouring out, so you start drowning in your secretions.
Mm.
And the pediatricians were worried about this little child. They'd given her a maximum dose of antidote.
Well, we've got about 30 seconds left here, okay, on this side. Go ahead.
Sorry?
I said we have about 30 seconds. I'll tell you what we'll do, because we're getting close to the break right now, in all fairness. Let's hit the pause button right now. We'll be back with Dr. Dave Walker. He will complete his story right here on Bill Martinez Live, 18 before the top of the hour.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests,
wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
More could you want? Bill Martinez live.
David Walker is with us. We continue to talk about his book, which is more than fascinating. It is miraculous, the stories that are in it. And we're talking about a praying doctor, a doctor who had discovered that something was missing when he was dealing with patients, and thought that maybe God was at a distance, that God was impersonal. But he found out along the way that God, no, is very personal. It is us that must draw near to him, and he will draw near to us, but he's waiting for us first to make that move toward him. And his book, his latest book, from Dr. Walker, is God in the ICU, the inspirational biography of a praying doctor. Dr. Walker, before the break, we were talking about this young girl that has swallowed this insecticide, and I want to pick it up because we had to go to break. So go ahead and tell us about that.
Yeah, okay. So I was called to see this this young girl, and she was semi-conscious. She was breathing but struggling to breathe, and the pediatricians had called me to see whether I thought that I should put her on a ventilator.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought I had an appendectomy to do, so I thought I would just leave her for a while, because it's quite a big thing to decide to put a young child on a ventilator.
Right.
You know, the tube that you put in is quite small, and if there are lots of secretions there, it can block, and they can be even worse. So I thought I would just give her a chance, but she probably would need to go on a ventilator after the appendectomy. So I felt a prompting to pray with her. So I said a quick prayer before I went through and did the appendectomy. And then I went back, expecting to have to put on the machine. Mm-hmm. The nursing staff were at the door, and they were so excited. They said, come and see, come and see. And I went through, and there was this young girl. She was about 4 years old,
mm-hmm.
Sitting on her mother's lap, wide awake, no breathing problems, no increased secretions, drinking some milk from a bottle.
Oh, wow.
So that was just God.
Without a doubt. And so, go ahead.
It was not as though I prayed some fantastic prayer or anything. I said a very quick prayer before I went into the operating room.
Mm-hmm. And I'm glad you said that, because I think sometimes in our own sense of religiosity and, you know, self-acclaimed spirituality, we think that we have to, you know, pontificate or come off with some, you know, some dramatic prayer. You know, God listens to our heart. And
yes, exactly.
Sometimes we make it more than it really needs to be, right?
Exactly. Absolutely. God always looks at the heart. And, you know, sometimes we hear these eloquent prayers and think, oh, well, I'll never be able to pray like that. Mm-hmm. But that's not the point. A heartfelt prayer from an aching heart can be more eloquent than anything that someone can preach just by speaking.
Exactly. Now, you also tell of a little boy found drowned in a swimming pool. Tell us about that.
Yeah. Sure, that was incredible. I was on my way down to the pharmacy, which is quite near the emergency room, and a call came across the intercom saying, cardiac arrest and casualty, cardiac arrest and casualty. Mm-hmm. So I was close by, so I rushed there, and there was this little boy. There were a couple of interns there and some nurses who had been resuscitating this child, mm-hmm. and they had managed to get some ECG trace. There was no real circulation in the child. Child was grey and limp and wet.
Uh-huh.
And we managed to they hadn't managed to get an IV line, so I managed to get an IV line, get some adrenaline going and get some circulation going. But then I heard the story, and the story absolutely shook me rigid. The child had gone missing at home, and the father had gone up the road looking for the child. The mother thought that the child might have fallen into the swimming pool, but the swimming pool was very murky.
Mm.
So she I can't believe that she didn't just plunge in, but she went into the house, changed into her costume, walked around the swimming pool, feeling with her legs, and she brushed up against something which she knew was her child. She rushed out, calling for her husband. Together they fished him out with the net, the cleaning net,
uh-huh.
and didn't resuscitate him at all, and took him to the hospital. Took him about 20 minutes to get to the hospital, and then was rushed into casualty. The interns managed to get the heart electrical activity going, and we managed to get the heart going. But I thought, oh, with all that time before there was any resuscitation at all, this child's going to be so severely brain damaged.
Exactly.
Anyway, and sure enough, you know, he took quite a while before he even had any kind of movement at all. There was no breathing, but he started to get rigid, like someone with decorticate kind of movement, where the cortex, the cerebral cortex, is severely damaged.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I was just there to resuscitate the child. He was not my patient.
Mm-hmm.
So once we had him on a ventilator, the pediatrician came and took him over. In those days, we ventilated some of these children in the ward. And this child was taken to the pediatric ward.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the last I saw of him that day. The next day, I had to go down to the pediatric ward to do some pre-meds as part of my pre-med round.
Right.
And I hesitatingly asked about this child, expecting to hear the worst. And I sort of said, well, you know, I resuscitated a child yesterday. How is he doing? And the nurse very brightly said, oh, he's doing fine. We took the tube out.
Oh.
And I said, what? You took the tube out of him? Yes, he woke up. He woke up and we took the tube out, and he asked for something to drink. I went round to see him. And I tested him. His neck seemed a little weak, and he didn't seem to be able to see too clearly mm-hmm. that day.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, oh, there's some damage here, but not nearly as severely as I thought there would be.
Right.
The next day I went round, and he was bright and fine. He was fine. I bumped into the pediatrician 6 months later, and he came bouncing up to me and said, I've just seen, I can't remember his name now, I've just seen this little boy. And all his milestones are absolutely normal.
Unbelievable. All but the hand of God. Now, so, yeah. You know, this is happening now, and you are in the center of this.
Are you becoming known as the miracle doctor now?
No. I had different reactions to from different people, as you know, it usually happens. You know, some people thought I was a bit crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Some people were mocking a bit, and other people were right on board.
Yeah.
You know, we were fortunate to have a lot of Christian nurses in the hospital, and it was wonderful to work with them.
But, you imagine how this affirmed their faith in every step of the way? I mean, just to hear your stories, I'm sure, you know, there are many of our listeners who are Christians and believe in God, and they hear what you're sharing here, and it just, it again, reminds us that God is still in the miracle-making business.
Yes, absolutely. That's one of the reasons I wrote the book. You know, I just wanted to give God the glory for what he's done. And just to encourage people to be real in their faith. There are times when God didn't come through the way we expected him to.
Mm-hmm.
But my experience is that he always showed up in some way.
Mm-hmm.
There were some cases who didn't recover, but God made himself more present to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the more we practice the presence of God, the more he's there with us.
Exactly. The more aware we become. Now, tell us about this Muslim woman that was desperately ill in an ICU in the Middle East. we've got a couple of minutes, so just to give you in terms
quickly.
Of pacing. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, quickly. This was she was a Muslim woman. She was desperately ill, but we didn't know what was wrong with her. After a long time, a few days, the surgeons decided they must open her and open up her belly because there seemed to be something there, but they weren't sure what. They opened her up. It was a big operation,
mm-hmm.
and they found nothing. So, in fact, she was worse than when she went in. Her husband had been hovering around before the operation, but now he came and approached me and said, what's the story? And I told him, this doesn't look good at all.
Mm.
And the following day I was there, and as I told the husband the same thing, but as I was examining her, I sensed that I should pray with her. And so I said to the husband, I think I should pray with your wife, and he ignored me.
Mm.
Then I felt the prompting again. I said, and again he ignored me. Third time I just went in. I just said, I think I must pray, and I started praying in the name of Jesus.
Mm.
And I felt God say, she's healed, and she improved. And from then on, I told the husband, he was delighted. He threw his arms around me, kissed me all over, which was quite a very Egyptian way of doing things.
Right.
And from then on, he was waiting at the door. Every time I came into the ICU, he was waiting at the door. Are you going to pray? Are you going to pray?
Mm.
And she recovered. We never discovered what was wrong with her, but she recovered. And
wow.
So it was just a lovely witness.
Like Jesus said, oftentimes, just for the glory of God, not that we understand, but that we promote God's glory. Dr. David Walker, his book, God in the ICU, linked on our website.
Senior roles for recurring alerts and offers via automatic text message. Message and data rates may apply. Do you have a passion for fitness? What if you could help people live healthier and stronger lives while building a money-making career for yourself? Well, now you can. The ISSA's Personal Trainer Certification Program is the first step to becoming a personal trainer or even becoming a gym owner. And for a limited time, the ISSA is letting you get started on the number one rated certification program absolutely free. That's right, free. Just text RISE to 246810 now to get your special link and get started on your certification free. With over 300,000 certification students in 91 countries, ISSA is number one around the world. Being ISSA certified equals success. And ISSA certification means access to great job opportunities ranging from the best gyms to top sports teams. Just text RISE to 246810 now to get your special get started link free. Don't wait another day to start your career in fitness. Just text RISE to 246810 right now to get started with your ISSA certification for free. Text the word RISE to 246810.
Water is the